Thank you for downloading the Clear Cruise podcast. My name is Andy Harmer, the Managing Director of Clear in the UK. It's great to have you along. Now, there's been an awful lot happening in the cruise industry over the past couple of months alone. Lots of new announcements, new ships, new experiences being offered to guests around the world. But just this month in Southampton, we saw the arrival of Queen Anne, the fourth queen to be sailing for Cunard. And I used it as an opportunity to chat to the UK Director of Sales, Tom Mahoney, about what Queen Anne meant to the brand, but also what the ship offered their guests. Tom, thank you very much indeed for making time. We are literally in the Queen's Room of Queen Anne in Southampton. So how does it feel after so many years of building up to this?
Well, firstly, Andy, thank you very much and welcome on board Queen Anne for the very first time. I think I'm slightly overwhelmed, to be honest. Today is the first time I've stepped on board with the entirety of Queen Anne ready to go, and it's exciting. And I mean, I think it was 7 years ago when I was in deployment planning at Cunard that somebody asked me, Tom, if Cunard had a fourth ship, where would she sail to? And then that 7 years has kind of gone in the blink of an eye, and to see her now ready to go is quite incredible.
Yeah, it does feel like we've been talking about it for a long time. Indeed. So even to me, from the outside looking in, it's suddenly here.
Indeed, yeah. And we were discussing earlier how we've seen all of these renders and images of what these spaces might look like. And the reality of all of these spaces is that they are almost more incredible when you get to see them in person. So I can't wait to explore the entire ship, show our guests around. And I can't wait for our guests to see her as well.
So tell us some of the essentials for the ship. So how big is she? And, you know, all of those different things that we like.
Yeah, well, we love the stats. So Queen Anne, for Cunard, is the next in the fine line. She is the 249th ship to enter our illustrious history. It makes Cunard a four-ship fleet for the first time since 1999. And now we'll get onto some stats and figures about her. So she's 322.5 metres long.
Which is important.
Incredibly. More importantly, she is 113,000 gross tonnage.
Okay.
From the water up at her tallest point, she is 64 metres. We will host 3,000 guests on board with 1,250 crew. And going back to my time in deployment planning, the most important stat is that her max speed is 41 kilometres an hour, which is 22 knots.
You do love a stat.
I do. I can't help myself.
So how does she compare to the other three queens? Is she bigger? Is she smaller? And all of those different aspects to her. Is she designed differently as well?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. So for us, Queen Anne is an evolution of our brand. Queen Anne celebrates the history and the heritage we have. So I think it's really important to firstly talk about what is actually the same on Queen Anne that our guests and our travel agents, of course, love about Cunard and our other three ships. So the whole premise of Queen Anne is to celebrate our heritage. So when designers and architects first started thinking about Queen Anne, their first stop was the archives in Liverpool to understand everything about Cunard. So what guests have experienced in the past, the White Star service, those signature spaces, those signature culinary experiences, you know, the very British afternoon teas, that is all still on Queen Anne. But it's just an evolution for us. What we've seen in the last certainly 5 to 10 years is luxury travel evolve. And so I think we've upped our focus on areas such as gastronomy, entertainment, and certainly well-being, which is a relatively new concept to holidaying and particularly within cruise. So yeah, she's an evolution of Cunard, but with some new brilliant concepts.
And has that evolution happened because your customers are asking for that change, or are you just adapting to modern holiday makers?
I think a combination. So Queen Anne has been based off of feedback that we've had from our guests and from our travel agent partners alike. So we are sure that Queen Anne is going to appeal to a wide demographic, those both new to brand, potentially new to cruise as well, but also to our past passengers that frequent our Cunard Queens yearly, if not twice, three times a year. So yeah, I think she'll appeal to a wide range. And I'm sure when guests do get on board and have a chance to sail, they will feel that familiarity of what Cunard is, but experiencing it in a way that is potentially a bit more contemporary and a bit more something you can associate with luxury holidays.
And I was going to ask about who is attracted to book on Queen Anne, because presumably with a new ship, you're talking to a slightly newer audience in some ways, or do is it just lots of your current guests who want to try her for the first time?
So both. I think what's really interesting is the booking trend we've seen on Queen Anne. So when Queen Anne first went on sale, we did see a really high proportion of guests that booking at launch were Cunard loyalists.
Yeah.
So those that have been on Cunard 5, 6, 7 times plus, that travel with us maybe for 30 plus days in a year. But what we've seen as we've come closer and closer to the first sailing, which is this Friday, which is incredibly exciting. And I think this is credit to our travel agent partners, is that we are now appealing to the new to cruise, new to brands demographic as well. So since the 1st of January this year, 45% of guests booking on Queen Anne are new to brand for Cunard. So we're going to have a really, really good mix on board of those who love and sail Cunard frequently, but those who have never experienced a brand and potentially have never cruised before. So I think she appeals to both.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about whether you measure whether they're new to cruise. I suppose that's slightly more difficult to measure, but I guess with the new ship that makes a lot of media attention, then you will attract some new to cruise.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of our ability to understand if they're new to brand or new to cruise is through conversations with our travel agent partners. And they are certainly using Queen Anne as a good way of talk to guests that cruise, maybe on Cunard, maybe on other brands, but also those that are maybe new to cruise and are looking for a holiday which the Queen Anne experience, the Cunard brand experience fits.
And then presumably once they've sailed with Queen Anne, they'll want to sail on the other Cunard ships as well, or?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what we'll see over time is that the concepts that we are debuting on Queen Anne will over time be rolled out in a sensible manner to those other queens as well.
So let's talk specifically about some of the new spaces, because we were chatting before, Queen's room here looks slightly different to some of the other that I've seen on some of the Cunard fleet. So it's not a new space, but a different design, shall we say. But are there new spaces?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we sat here in the Queen's room and I've only just realised, but the dance floor is circular rather than rectangle.
Right.
A very slight difference, but one that maybe our Cunard guests that have sailed on the other queens will notice straight away. She's also connected to the deck above, so to deck 3 through a staircase, which is the first time we've done that. And we're debuting a bar in the Queen's room for the very first time, which we're looking at now and looks absolutely spectacular. So the spaces and the concepts that we already have as Cunard are here. They're recognisable, but they are elevated. They're slightly evolved. Some of our new spaces, so I'll start with culinary and gastronomy. So we have more dining options available on Queen Anne than we have done on any Cunard ship in the past. So we've just had the pleasure of sitting listening to Michel Roux.
Yeah, he was fascinating. Indeed.
And Michel Roux, we've partnered with and will and has created the menu for the Golden Lion Pub, which is a popular pub across all of our fleet. But then in terms of new concepts from dining, we have Tramonto, which is an al fresco Mediterranean-inspired Italian restaurant. We have Ajiwa that looks at bringing the flavours and signature of Japan to our fleet. One I'm particularly excited by is Aranya, which is a celebration of, it's a spice tour of India. And Chef Jolly, who's a really well-known chef in India, he sailed back from Venice, from the shipyard, back to Southampton, where we're sat now. And I've had feedback that the chefs on board are so inspired by him.
Oh, really?
So I really can't wait to dig into a curry soon. And then we have Sir Samuel's, which for us, the steakhouses on board our ships are extremely popular. Again, Sir Samuel's is just an evolution of what we have on the other ships. So more alternative dining than ever, but we still have our Princess Grill dining. We have our Queen's Grill dining for guests booked in those cabins. And one thing that is slightly different about Queen Anne is her mix of accommodation. So we have more club balconies on Queen Anne. It's a really popular cabin choice on all of the ships. It sells out really quickly. And the club balcony dining experience, that gives that kind of sense of what it's like to dine and to experience that grill experience is evolved. It's bigger in scale. It's fantastic.
Okay. So, and you mentioned wellness before. Wellness, and actually Michel Roux referred to it as well. So clearly it is an important part of people's holiday. So what's the response been on Queen Anne?
Yeah, so the first venue I looked at when I got on board this morning was the spa.
There's still video footage of that. So
I was taken aback. The experience is going to be quite incredible. It's very similar and the feel is very similar to a purpose-built spa in the UK. You have different hot and cold treatments. You have a variety of treatment rooms. You have different saunas. We've got one inspired by the Himalayas. And that, for me, is going to be a really popular space. But we've also partnered with Harper's Bazaar, who are one of the leading lifestyle magazines in the world. And we are offering three different packages through Harper's Bazaar.
And that partnership is an important part, presumably, of the wellness program.
Yeah, absolutely. So each package is 3 days long. We have Energize, Relax and Detox. And yeah, so guests will be able to get on board. They'll be able to take those packages out. And they also incorporate other areas of the ship. So a first concept for us is the Wellness Pavilion, which is an incredible venue on the towards the top of the ship. I think it's deck 11. Guests will be able to enjoy yoga, different classes. They'll be able to experience seminars whilst looking out at the sunset. And we just spoke to Michelle Rue, who knew loves yoga first thing when he wakes up in the morning. And that's something we'll be able to experience on board Queen Anne as the sun rises, potentially over the Mediterranean.
We're very close to the theatre, so which looks an incredible space. So entertainment clearly also an important part.
Yes, indeed. So look, our Royal Court theatres on all our ships are a loved space. And I think here at Cunard, we really pride ourselves on the depth and the quality of our insights and entertainment programme, kind of from dawn until dusk. We have an exclusive collaboration with acclaimed theatre producer David Pugh, who will be launching an iconic stage show, which is a uniquely adapted production of Brief Encounter. And that will premiere on Queen Anne's very first voyage in a couple of days' time. We also have a second West End show as part of that collaboration, which is a take on Pride and Prejudice, which will premiere on the Queen Anne's British Isles Festival of Sea Voyage, which I'm sure we'll talk more about.
Yes, absolutely.
And christening voyage. Outside of the theatre, a new entertainment concept on Queen Anne is Bright Light Society, and that's a much more intimate, it's around 150 spaces in there, and it's cabaret style performances where guests will be able to enjoy up to two shows an evening, and we have three different performance shows that are ready to go. And that, for me, I've been in there, that space looks incredible. And after those shows, and that space will turn into a late night venue as well.
We should talk about what the plan with Queen Anne is to come then. So she has a night in Southampton tonight with guests on board. What happens next?
So Friday the 3rd of May, Queen Anne will set sail on her maiden voyage, which is a 7-night sailing to La Coruña and to Lisbon. She'll then stay out of Southampton for the entirety of the summer, doing voyages such as to Scandinavia, to the Mediterranean, to the Norway fjords. One that I'm incredibly excited by is our sailing that departs on the 24th of May, which is a 2-week round trip of Britain and the UK. And that is our British Festival at Sea. And on the 3rd of June, we will be in Liverpool, and that's where we will host the official naming ceremony for Queen Anne, which is hosted by famous and influential Matt and Emma Willis, which for us as a brand is another great collaboration.
And is there anything you can tell us about the christening? Because it's been kept very, you know, a little bit confidential so far. Is there anything you can tell us?
I can tell you that Pierhead in Liverpool is going to be absolutely packed with fans of Cunard, and I cannot wait to see the spectacle, Andy.
Yeah, I know that you had three queens on the Mersey some years ago and you attracted a huge audience. There's clearly a good affinity with the brand there as well.
Absolutely. And look, as a sales team, we're taking that opportunity to all go up to Liverpool and spend some time that entire week, in fact, up in the north. So our regional team obviously have presence up there, but as a team, we're going to go up and we're going to visit all of our travel agent partners as many as we can over that week period. And as part of that, we are going to be using that experience to invite travel agents to experience some of that with us. We've got a couple of venues booked in Liverpool where we're going to put on afternoon teas for selected travel agents that are local to that area. So not only is it a celebration of Queen Anne, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate with our travel agent partners as well.
How are you and the team doing? It's been quite a busy period, has it, building up to today?
It has been. But it's been an enjoyable one. I mean, it's 14 years since the last time Cunard launched a new ship. So for many of us, myself included, it is a first. It's an eye-opening experience, but one that we have truly embraced and loved.
In a good way, right?
In a very good way. Yeah. I am excited to find a quiet space in Golden Lion Pub later and enjoy a pint of Cunard Gold. But until then, we have a lot of hosting to do today. We've got dinners, we've got tours of the ship, and look, it's just been busy, but it's been thoroughly enjoyable. One that I think we've balanced well.
Good stuff. Well, look, thank you for the invitation. Thank you, and congratulations on Queen Anne. She looks incredible, and good luck for the next few months as she sets sail for the first time.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to bringing her to Clea.
Of course, I heard May the 24th and forgot to make the link, but yes, thank you for bringing her in for ClearCon.
No, we can't wait, and I think that's for us another 180, 200 travel agents will get to go on board, so for us that's brilliant.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And that's just about all we have time for in this episode of our podcast. A big thank you to Tom Mahoney, UK Director of Sales for Cunard. It was lovely chatting to him in the Queen's Room of Queen Anne. We have talked about the new ship coming for some time. It was lovely to see her in person, as it were. We look forward to seeing loads of pictures and videos as the ship starts on her maiden voyages and indeed her christening in June in Liverpool. Now, as usual, there is a huge host of information, resources and learning to be had on the Clear website, which is at cruising.org. But for now, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again very soon.